This is Dan Barish, the Jewish liberal from Cleveland.
And this is Matt Shepard, the Mormon conservative from Seattle.
And we are the common ground. Now with improved fatherhood.
Yes, you know, I've upped mine by about a third, and Dan's, joined the team. So,
yes,
welcome, Dan.
Thank you. I have a son. Here comes the sun. Da-da-da-da. Oh, do we have to pay for me singing that? Uh-oh. Sorry, Paul McCartney.
It's just a clip, so.
I can pretend I was parodying him. Fair use. Anyway, so.
Alright, so this time we're going to be talking about Macs and PCs, that classic ideological divide that divides us.
Yes, I mean, what I need to do is educate Matt, because he needs to get himself a Mac. Everyone needs to get themselves Macs. Now, if it's a choice between a Mac and food, maybe. Well, it depends how good the food is. It depends how hungry you are, but probably you should get a Mac.
Yeah, Dan, you know, I'm not going to be like my mom, who in college, you know, is like, I can get boots or I can eat for a month. What do I get? I get the boots and go into... No, Dan, I am not going to sacrifice my food or my family for, you know, or maybe a mortgage or anything else that I would need to get an Apple, when I can do something with a Mac or with the PC just fine. I mean, I built my computer, Dan, for $300. Could you do anything like that on an Apple?
Well, I can take it into an art museum and have it become part of the collection. Actually, Apple computers are in some art museum collections.
Well, yeah, but they're in those dumb modern art collections where, like, they also put, like, the lady who gnawed on chocolate, or, the upside down urinal, you know, those sort of things. I mean, come on, Dan. Have you seen some of the crap they put into art museums?
I have. Right, so anyhow, this is why you need to get a Mac. Microsoft is in a multi-decade tailspin. You are probably not smart enough to handle Linux if you're most people. And by the way, Matt's probably not smart enough to handle Linux, he just doesn't realize it.
Yeah, Dan.
And so, quite frankly,
could print coupons, I'd be there in a second.
And why don't you just realize that since Apple has actually now eclipsed ExxonMobil in market capitalization, maybe, just maybe, they're doing something right, and you need to get on the boat to the most aesthetically pleasing and functional operating system this side of the... Mississippi, why not?
Well, I'm on the other side of the Mississippi, so get over it, Dan.
You know, that's just a subjective thing.
Guess what? The Apple, they're over here too, so maybe you need to get over here too, Dan.
Well, I was thinking of saying Milky Way, not Mississippi, but whatever, yeah. Right.
Alright, then, fine.
Right. But anyhow, here's really, really why you need to get a Mac. Because... don't you like it when your devices are able to really talk to each other instead of have some jerry-rigged interface through low-energy Bluetooth and Wi-Fi? All your Apple products...
Yeah, sure, if you want to go all communist on me, Dan, come on.
How's that communist?
Apple is the communism of computers.
You know, that makes as much sense as all of the idiots who accuse Obama of being a communist. I mean,
he's not communist, he just has Marxist principles and a Marxist
any good liberal could tell you that Obama is not a Marxist, Obama is not a communist, Obama is, if anything, a slightly right-of-center Democrat in some ways. His healthcare plan was actually more conservative than Hillary Clinton's. He abandoned a single-payer plan very early in the healthcare debates. And so calling Apple...
And yet he wants a single-payer healthcare. I think he's just a pragmatic communist.
No, he's not. Anyone who calls Obama a communist doesn't know what communism is, and probably doesn't know their own middle name because they're just that stupid. And as for Apple being communist, ha. So I guess if you think that all your devices talking to each other is communist, you might as well go back and live in the 1980s or the 1990s when there really wasn't much of a choice. But now we have this modern thing.
My devices can all talk to each other if I want them to. But, the thing with communism is they're all forced to work together in perfect harmony, air quotes. So, that's what's going on here, Dan. You're just being taken for a swap.
Well, the thing is that in communism, they want to work together in perfect harmony. That's real communism. Not the communism you stupid conservatives are always talking about. Okay, see, my
products... What, you mean like the communism that actually exists?
That's not real communism. That's mistake communism. Real communism has never really happened. So, right, my products want to talk to each other. Because
communism never works with the human mind.
Oh, shut up.
It never works with the human nature.
Why are you doing that whole thing where your mouth is talking? Do you realize nobody wants to hear it? Okay, see, Macs and iPhones and iPads and, of course, the upcoming Apple Watch, they are having a pleasant conversation with each other because they want to work together to make the world better. Whereas Linux says...
Oh, yeah, the Apple Watch with the vapid insides that don't do anything? You're paying, what, $300 a screen on your wrist that you can't even read?
What in the blazes are you talking about? $300 and can't even... Of course you can read it. What are you talking about? What do you know?
Well, you know, you can read maybe like three words on your wrist, and then you have to switch to your phone so you can actually read the full email that you just got. Or you could stick your phone, your watch up to your ear.
Well, but the thing is...
Look like Dick Tracy, but they have to have it on speakerphone.
But think of the wonderful usefulness...
Just get a Bluetooth.
The wonderful usefulness of if somebody texts you, you get gently tapped on the wrist and you can see what it is instead of having to pull your phone out of your backpack or your pocket or, as many women end up doing, their purses. Think of the ease, the reduced friction of that.
The intrusiveness.
Hey, just like you as a conservative would say, if you don't want it, don't buy it. They're not forcing it upon you. But...
Yeah, well, tell that to the Apple minions that come out all over the place.
Yeah, well, you know, tell that to, you know...
They may not be forcing it upon you, but they're sure trying.
Yes, it's called capitalism, that you wouldn't know anything
about. Capitalism just offers you a product. Apple bangs you over the head with it.
Yes, but it feels good.
You know
good.
Why I need to get a PC?
Why do I need to get a
PC? You know why?
Why?
It's because everything, you can get everything much cheaper. It does everything you want it to do. Plus, you can actually connect it with your work computer. You can connect it with your Outlook. You can connect it with all those other things.
Do you realize that we can do all that right now? Do you realize that we've got the brand new...
Oh, yeah, with your you know, the dumb, like, Windows inside of your Mac. Yeah.
Good. No. Okay. Let me bring you out of 1985, boy. Okay? Okay, because we have got all those tools. We've got Outlook right now. I've got Outlook on my Mac right now. I've got Microsoft Office on my Mac right now. Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you comprehending that? Is that a struggle? Do you need therapy to take in this difficult concept? I know you're not very bright, but work with me, boy. We can get there. We can get there together, okay? The days of the SCSI
drive. So your hard drive, you still don't have to, if you format in the Mac format, then your hard drive can't talk to any PCs, is that right? Your secret codes?
I don't know what you mean by talk to. We can certainly read all the same file formats, unless it's a proprietary Mac
format. No, the way that you format your hard drive, if you format it the Apple way, the PC can't talk to it.
That's
true.
They're
all secretive and going, you know, they're going all Nixonian on us here.
Having JAWS in an enemy list is a very long way from having an efficient file format and using BIOS, like primitives. You know, we don't use BIOS. We use the extensible firmware interface. Modern people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, the advantage of one company that builds the whole widget is that the computer from the ground up can be built such that the batteries are shaped to the case, and the operating system is built to take special advantage of those hardware features. You will never have that level.
And then you pay $500 to replace the battery.
But the battery will never need to be replaced over the likely lifetime of the machine. For example, my computer was purchased in mid-2010.
Well, that's because they want you to update your machine every two days. Come on.
Oh, they do not. The battery has a likely lifetime of 5 to 7 years, probably. Mine is going just fine after it was purchased.
Well, yeah, that's if you want it to go down to like 30%.
Nonsense. Do you know anything about Apple batteries?
Lifetime of going down to like 30%. Come on, dude.
Okay. You're clearly not that bright. I mean, obviously you went to the wrong university. Listen to Apple battery science, which is different from Windows battery science. It is a different kind of lithium ion battery, partly because when you connect it to the recharging cable, it doesn't just give you a dumb charge. It actually registers how depleted the battery is and analyzes that and delivers a current that's appropriate to how discharged the battery is. This extends the lifetime of the battery significantly, such that we can go for far more recharge cycles than any Windows laptop before replacement is ever necessary.
They can't actually increase the length of the cord so that you can actually use it while you're doing anything.
Again, you show that you don't know what you're talking about.
You have to sit about 2 feet away from your outlet, and then, you know, just sit there with your crane neck against the wall.
You clearly don't know what you're talking about. All Apple cords are modular. You can pop in the smaller cord and pop in the bigger one if you want to go three-prong or if you want to add 10, 15 feet to it. I do it all the time.
So you buy more cords?
No,
so
you don't buy it. It comes in No, you don't buy anything. It all comes in the box. It's all one neat package, unlike this modular.
So you've got one cord, but if you happen to have 20 different Apple products, then you can conveniently connect the cords together, and then you can have your length.
If, on the other hand, you need to provide support for anybody else's Apple products, you know, but there's a safe home that we're all going to have the peripheral that you need, as opposed to, oh, is this USB thing the right shape? Is that the right thing? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they've pretty much fixed that. The USB shape is the same now. At least maybe since they're old razors.
And, of course, meanwhile, we, once again, as we do here in the Apple world, have jumped far ahead into the future with the new USB-C standard, which is able to not only provide connection to peripherals, but is able to take a charge, such that the computer only needs one port and is unbelievably thin, weighs just slightly over 2 pounds.
Yeah, so then you can buy another peripheral, so you can make it so that it'll actually charge all of your devices when just one, you know, with that one port.
You know, we
have
to
have a special device to connect to it to do that.
We in the Apple world find it so cute how whenever Apple brings out a new revolutionary device, all the PC guys are like, ha 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 ha, and then watch you 6 months, a year, 2 years later, even the cheapest PC laptops are trying slavishly and very failingly to duplicate the style with cheap materials that reflect the budget skimping that went into them. If I go into Walmart right now, if I go into Target right now, I'll find a laptop easily that feels like a cheap imitation of a nice MacBook Air. Because they know that Apple's going in the right direction, and they'll make fun of them, and then they'll rush to their factories and try to make one just like it for a tenth of the price, and it'll show.
I think it's because of all the militant Apple heads.
Or maybe it's because Apple is the most profitable company in the world. Maybe because it is actually
barreling
toward $1 trillion market capitalization. No company's ever been that valuable.
Again, because they price gouge you. $2,000 for, like, a laptop that's slightly thinner and weighs less and has 10 billion times less features on the outside of the thing.
Fewer features. Yeah, see, our case in point, PC people just aren't that bright. Matt actually doesn't know how to use proper grammar. It's fewer, not less. You idiot. Okay. Work with me, boy. I will bring you to the light, but you have to work with me. Work with me.
If I was talking qualitatively, it's fewer. Or it's less, actually, if I was talking qualitatively.
We will see about that.
Well, tell me this, Dan. Which direction does the... Don't look at your phone here. Which direction does the little Apple stem face?
Faces outward. What do you mean?
Does it face towards the left or towards the right? The little stem on the Apple.
I know what you mean. I can't remember.
Ha! You can't even remember your logo.
Okay, well, it faces to the right.
That's how memorable Apples are there, Dan. You know, supposedly so amazing, but you can't even remember what the logo looks like.
I can remember the exact configuration of many Apple machines. I can remember that the Mac Pro has a standard solid-state drive, PCI connected, and is so
and yet
powerful.
Somehow, with all of your amazing intellect there, Dan, you can't actually remember the icon of the thing that you're arguing for.
I remember useful information. The direction the stem is facing is not useful. What is useful is that I have...
Well, it is if you're trying to find a knockoff.
Why would I buy a knockoff?
Well, you're trying to avoid buying a knockoff, are you not?
Well, of course.
What if you accidentally buy something with the stem facing the other direction?
It is inconceivable that knockoff. I would buy a knockoff because I would recognize the inferior fit and finish.
Oh yeah, all that wonderful finish that's provided by the building jumpers at Foxconn.
Well, if you want to get on to me about some building jumpers at Foxconn, all your electronics are built by the same building jumpers.
Well, that's just a small part of it, Dan.
Oh, no, 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 no. There's more building jumpers building your products. I mean, if you buy any electronic products, you're buying from building jumpers and conflict minerals, but Apple doesn't use conflict minerals.
Oh, the poor minerals that come from the wrong part of the earth. I'm sorry you feel so, so sorry for them, Dan.
I do. I'm so sorry that people
get all your yttrium from California now?
All of this suffering in Central Africa is your fault.
What, because the people don't have enough money, we provide them with the money so they can actually do things with their lives?
No, it's because...
People have been suffering in Africa for a long time.
It's because you don't buy Apple products. And Apple does not finance conflict minerals, and since you aren't buying Apple products, you are killing people in Central Africa, you heartless, heartless person.
Apparently I have no heart, Dan.
No, you don't. We have to go take you to the hospital right now. Where's your wife?
I think maybe it got cut out. Maybe I'm just one of those PC vampires.
Politically correct vampires? How does that work?
What's that?
Oh, right. PC isn't right. Sorry, Crystal. Oh, my.
No, vampires are never PC, Dan.
No, they absolutely are. They'll say, I'm not a Republican. How could you call me a Republican? And then they kill you.
Yeah, uh-huh. But if you're looking at the Apple logo, I'm pretty sure it leans towards the right, Dan. So your Apple logo, even though you may think they face left, they actually face right.
Are you calling Apple Republican? Because then you really don't know what you're talking about.
I'm calling Apple, saying Apple is a social conservative secretly hiding underneath.
Right, because they donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to defeating Prop 8 in California. Yep, and the CEO is gay, openly
gay.
Yeah,
that's all part of the Apple front, just to make them look like they're look good to all their Apple Nazis.
So, oh, you're gonna go Godwin on me? Oh, shut up, Nazi. Right. No. If they're socially conservative, then Chick-fil-A is liberal. If they're socially conservative, then Mike Pence is liberal.
Mike Pence? You mean that rhino?
The rhino who is facing even a boycott now from corporate America because he decided to institutionalize discrimination in Indiana against gay people?
All right, we could go into this if you really want to go into this, Dan. But we're really discussing things about Apple and PC here. So,
what we're discussing is that you're such an idiot you can't be bothered to get yourself a nice, shiny Apple product. It's all the same package of idiocy. I don't know. Well, I guess you bought, no Apple, so you can't be that bright. And I guess you can't understand the all-encompassing nature of your clear inferiority.
Of the better product.
I couldn't be bothered to avail myself of a PC. I have one at work. It makes me frankly miserable. I can be bothered to use Microsoft Office. It might actually be getting better over time, but I will not get myself Windows. Now that I have spent almost 10 years in this ecosystem where everything just works together and doesn't bother me too much of the time, why would I ever want to leave it?
Because you can get something better for half the price and you don't get price gouged. So I think our consensus here is that we should throw our computers at each other's heads.
Well, we're too far away from each other, so we'll just call each other idiot. Idiot!
Or I'll just throw your computer at your head. How about that?
How are you going to get over here and do that, boy?
Through my magical, mystical PC amazingness.
No PC has ever made that possible. You know this.
Oh, it's coming, Dan. The robot revolution will happen.
But I would like to introduce you to a powerful new Apple technology called Force Touch. Okay, Matt, I'm going to Force Touch you. Do you see what we can do to you when you make us angry? Now, are you going to talk back to me anymore, boy, or do I need to punish you again?
Well...
That's right, that's what I thought. Now stay down. This is the Jewish liberal from Cleveland who has taught the Mormon conservative from Seattle a lesson, signing off.
And this is Matt Shepard, the Mormon conservative from Seattle, signing off.